Having a criminal record as a juvenile can have a big impact on your adult life. A teen rap sheet affects your ability to get a job, scholarships, even to join the military. Most people think juvenile records automatically disappear when you turn 18, but it turns out that that's not the case in many states, including California. It's complicated to clear a record. Many young people who apply for a blank slate are ultimately denied. Youth Radio's Sarah Quevedo follows one young man attempting to erase his criminal past.
It's 7 in the morning in Fremont, California, and Dee is already running late. He's 18, tall, like 6'1". He has black hair and designer glasses that kind of make him look like an Indian version of Clark Kent.
All right, my house is like just busy right now. My brother's got like his first day of school, and then I gotta go to court.
It's an important day for Dee, which, by the way, isn't really his name. He asked me not to identify him since that would kind of defeat the entire purpose of what he's trying to do today. Dee is applying to get his juvenile record sealed, and if his hearing goes well, he'll walk away from court without having to explain his past to future employers, schools, or landlords.
I'm not sure how it's going to go, and I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm kind of excited because everything should go well. I hope it looks like all the other court days, except I don't have to go back in again. I just hope that I go in and everything's done.
When Dee was 16 years old, he was convicted of a minor drug offense. Although in some states your juvenile record will be automatically sealed when you turn a certain age, others, like here in California, make you apply for it. And there are a lot of steps you have to take.
The defendant is expected to provide documentation that can be very frustrating to obtain.
That's Jacqueline Adams. She's a private attorney. She specializes in record sealing and says the process can be trying for young people. It varies county by county. In Alameda County, where Dee's hearing is, you have to fill out some forms and pay a $150 fee. In other places, like Orange County,
to seal your juvenile record, you must provide proof of employment. You must provide proof that you graduated high school. You have to provide a lot more proof that you've actually taken steps since your criminal conviction to become a better citizen.
And here's the really surprising part. Adams says the process for clearing your juvenile record is actually more complex than the one adults go through.
I really don't know what intent the legislator had when they created these two very different processes. It doesn't really seem to make any logical sense to make it so much harder for someone to seal a juvenile criminal past than an adult criminal past. The avenue should be made much clearer and much simpler.
That's why some people will shell out thousands of bucks to hire a lawyer like Adams. But Dee had to borrow money from his family for the fees, so that option is kind of out the window. He'll try his best by himself, though.
It'd just be, like, one less thing to worry about, because it'd be like, cool, I'm just like a normal person now. Like, I'm not the marked man no more.
Marked in more ways than one.
Housing. It can impact your eligibility for financial aid if you are in college. If you're a witness to something and you're called to testify about what you observed or heard, your juvenile record could impact that testimony and could be used to discredit you.
That's Judge Trina Thompson. She presides over the Alameda County Juvenile Courts. She says, yeah, the fee is a little expensive if you're a teenager, but it's a small price to pay in the long run, given all the ways having a record can impact your life.
I often say that if young people can figure out a way to spend $150 on a pair of tennis shoes, maybe spending $150 investing in your own life is far more important.
But Adams says for folks like Dee, getting sealed or not goes beyond the filing fee. There are a lot of unspoken requirements that can cost clients. Like being able to take time off work to make your court dates or knowing how to make a good first impression.
People that have certain means, they can hire an attorney who can tell them exactly how to dress, how to cover up, what to do, what to say. People that don't have the means, unfortunately, go in there blind and they do their best. But oftentimes, it's not what the judge is looking for.
Dee arrives at the courthouse in a hurry. When he gets to security, he realizes the shirt he's wearing has a giant picture of a hand flipping the middle finger. He says he wasn't even thinking about it when he got dressed that morning. One of the guards tells him to change his clothes. Now he's really running late. They finally get into the courthouse, and it's pretty chaotic. People are everywhere, waiting on benches and talking over each other. Lawyers burst in and out of doors, the hallways filled with families with screaming babies. It takes Dee a few more minutes to find the right room. When he gets there, one of the court employees tells him he's too late. His hearing is already over. His application has been denied. At first, Dee doesn't say anything. He avoids his dad's gaze. It's not till he goes upstairs to figure out what's next that he starts to let his frustration show.
I was just wondering, like, do I have to do all the steps all over again? And I have to pay $150 all over again?
Yeah.
Wait, how come? Because that's not really fair, though, because, like,
The woman says she doesn't know exactly why Dee's record was denied, and he wasn't in court to find out himself, which, of course, could be the reason his case was thrown out. The woman tells Dee he needs to wait a little longer, maybe a year or two before he tries again. But leaving the courthouse, Dee says he's not so sure he wants to go through another round of paperwork and fees.
I don't see why I wait so long, and I'd probably forget, and I wouldn't even do it at that point. I'd just be like, it was when I was a kid, what they got against me.
In Alameda County, Dee represents the small percentage of cases that are denied. So far this year, about 68 out of the 77 applicants had their records sealed. That's 88% of requests granted. Last year, the acceptance rate was 92%. So for Dee and others who have had their applications denied, the question becomes, where exactly did they go wrong? And how long will those mistakes follow them?